The stay, the doorbell wins. Every muscle wants to move, and he holds still anyway because you asked. He held it 4 whole seconds past the doorbell, an eternity by his standards, and then every ounce of training evaporated at once, launched fully at a stranger holding a package, tail going, months of stay, undone by one well-timed knock. It's not that the discipline was fake. It's that some triggers are simply bigger than the willpower built to hold against them. The hanged man reversed isn't failure. It's the limit of what suspension can hold before something breaks it. Today, notice where your own restraint has a doorbell of its own, a trigger big enough to undo the weight. That's useful information, not a verdict on your discipline. What may cross your path? Something you've been holding steady on breaks the instant the right trigger shows up. You forgive an outburst faster than you expected to, recognizing the trigger behind it. A carefully held boundary gives way to a much older, much stronger impulse. You laugh at how completely months of effort lost to 4 seconds of chaos. Know your doorbell. The next time it rings, plan for the break instead of being surprised by it. Your mantra, one broken stay doesn't erase all the ones that held.